A man survives because...
Logic.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello, Admiral. This is Captain Hardon.
Yes, Captain Hardon. Why do you phone me?
It's about MGTOW Bollock, sir.
One of our best men. Born MGTOW and he'll die MGTOW too.
I'm afraid not, sir. He's shacked up with a Femon.
What? Shacked up? All right, he goes with him, I know, but shacked up?
3 months, sir.
Well, have you checked if he's been drugged or something?
There's no evidence of that, sir. He seems besotted by her.
Jesus Christ! There's nothing sacred.
What do you want me to do, sir?
Notify me when the Femon has gone out. I'll go and see him.
Do you want backup, sir?
No. He'll smell the trap. I'll evaluate the situation and see how infected he really is. And if he's truly gone, we'll have to cut him loose.
But, sir, he's been with us so long.
The greater picture is more at risk here. He may infect the other men.
I understand, sir.
Get the body bags ready.
Start shredding information, sir.
Yes, Captain Hardon. And this conversation never happened.
Yes, sir. So what is woke really mean? There is a meaning for it. But in my mind, Femons have always been woke, to some extent. They are just far more woke than they ever were before, because they can get away with it. I mean, it starts all subtle-like, and then it slowly, in time, takes over everything. Let me try and explain it to you this way. A man goes through his life, and he goes with quite a few Femons, and has kind of some relationships with them. But he never shacks up with them, or gets a house together with them. He has his own house, which he has lived in for years. And if you go in his house, everything will be simplistic. Reasonably basic, but functional, and comfortable and clean. It's organized. Then out of the blue, this man meets a Femon and he's besotted by her, and eventually he moves her into his house. His friends don't hear from him very much anymore, but one of his special friends finally phones him, and he goes round to visit, and his house doesn't look the same at all. No longer is it functional. It seems to be crammed with things that don't even get used and are only there to look at. His living room now looks like a museum, and it looks like nobody's lived there for years. And anyway, we're not allowed to go in that room anyway. And whereas we used to be able to go in and sit anywhere and relax and have a beer, he's only allowed to drink beer in the basement, in the spare room. And this man doesn't look the same either. He's dressing differently. Clothes that don't really suit him. And you can see that he's not comfortable in them. In fact, he's not comfortable in his own home by the look of it. All the pictures on the walls of this man in the army with all his friends have been replaced to pictures of him and that Femon. Then there's some sharp barking going on, and a little dog runs in. One of those designer-type dogs that cost a fortune. And I know he liked dogs, but he liked the big dogs before. Not the handbag dogs, as he called them. It's almost as if aliens have taken him up and replaced him with a materialistic mannequin. The house is like a show house, but there's no life. It feels dead, and it's just for show. And as I leave the house and my friend, I realize I've just witnessed the death of a very good man and a very good friend. And I will miss him very much.